From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Later this hour, millions of Toyota owners will be finding out how the automaker plans to fix their recalled vehicles. Toyota is releasing details on the fix for those faulty gas pedals, ones that can become stuck or slow to return when released, leading to a possible crash. Toyota has recalled more than 4 million cars and trucks in North America, Europe, and China to fix those gas pedals. President Obama's latest budget proposal comes out today, and it will include a record budget deficit of more than $1.5 trillion for the current fiscal year. It also eliminates or scales back more than 120 government programs while boosting spending on education, clean energy, and job creation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president's budget includes $100 billion worth of tax cuts and government spending designed to encourage job growth. Education would also get more federal money, including a $17 billion boost in college Pell grants. Overall, though, Mr. Obama's budget would hold the line on discretionary spending that's not tied to national security. The White House says it's identified more than $20 billion in potential budget savings. The president's spending plan would eliminate Bush-era tax cuts for families making more than $250,000 a year, but would extend last year's tax cut for working people. The administration predicts a budget deficit next year of just under $1.3 trillion. That's a little less red ink than in the current year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Yemen is rejecting the latest ceasefire offer from Shiite rebels in the north as clashes continue in the five-year conflict. Both Yemen and neighboring Saudi Arabia say the rebels are still fighting. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
In an apparent setback for ceasefire efforts in the Northern Rebellion, Saudi Arabia accused the so-called Houthi rebels of continuing to aim sniper fire into Saudi territory. Last week, Saudi defense officials declared victory in ridding their land of the rebel presence, and rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi declared he was ready to end hostilities with both the Saudi and Yemeni forces. But Yemeni officials say clashes have continued and say there can be no ceasefire until all rebel hostilities against Yemeni or Saudi forces are ended. In other developments in the country, Yemen's Interior Ministry said police yesterday shot a man trying to set up a bomb near an oil pipeline outside the capital, Sana'a. And in the south, an opposition politician backing a secessionist movement was reportedly shot and killed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The big winner at this year's Grammy Awards in Los Angeles, Beyoncé. Beyoncé took home 6 Grammys, the most by a female artist in one night. Her hit, Single Ladies, won for Song of the Year. Country pop singer Taylor Swift won 4 Grammys. This is NPR News from Washington. In Iraq, a suicide bomber has killed at least 16 people in northern Baghdad. Officials say the bomber was walking among Shiite pilgrims when he set off explosives on his belt. It happened as pilgrims were making their way to the southern holy city of Karbala. The pilgrimage continues until Friday, raising fears that more attacks could be planned. NATO says a bombing in Afghanistan has killed a member of the U.S. military. Further details were not released, though there has been fierce fighting in the south in the country of late. After a month's break, U.S. and Russian negotiators are resuming their nuclear arms reduction talks. They're aiming to achieve a treaty to replace the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that expired last December. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Both the American and Russian negotiators are making optimistic noises that the endgame may be in sight. They agree differences still persist, but note important progress has been made in efforts to reduce their nuclear arsenals. U.S. officials say both sides are very close to achieving a deal that would cut their nuclear warhead stockpiles to between 1,500 and 1,675. The Russians, for their part, say they believe a START successor treaty can be hammered out in just a few weeks. The key sticking point is Russia's opposition to Washington's missile defense plans. The U.S. insists missile defense has nothing to do with the current START negotiations. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The U.S. Air Force is blaming problems with radar for a failed missile intercept test over the Pacific Ocean. The missile missed its target. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News from Washington.